Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme education. Lesson 1. Education in the Garden of Eden. Our memory verse. Behold, God is exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? Job 36, verse 22. Sunday, the first school. Now that's interesting. In the Garden of Eden, who was the teacher there? The first school was there in the Garden of Eden. The first teacher, Jesus. The first pupils, Adam and Eve. Oh, and what was the textbook? Nature. And the classroom, the Garden of Eden. This was the first school on earth. Imagine being out in nature, studying the fruit trees, first, the second, the third, the fourth, and then you... And God explains to them, here inside, there's the seed. You see, this little tiny material. You put it into the earth, and then something like this coconut tree, drawn by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janscher. This coconut tree will grow out of the earth. Of such a tiny little seed? Yeah. And they tried putting it into the earth, looking for it. Really? Something comes up, grows and grows and grows. What? Interesting education. Adam and Eve in the paradise in Eden. Even now, 6,000 years after Eden, I experienced the following as a teacher. In springtime, when the weather was fine, sun was shining, and after the winter, the long, cold, gray season, pupils, year by year, they ask me, oh, Mr. So-and-so, could we go out and have the lesson outside in nature? Every year, you could be sure. It wasn't necessary that you are a prophet. It was guaranteed. They will ask, can we go out? In the Middle Ages, when they built these cloisters where the monks lived, they built it in this way, square arrangement, in the middle a garden, and you could walk in the inside, in the open air, but there was a roof on it. So you were not in the rain or not in the snow, but you were in the open air. And you could walk there around. And the teachers walked with the students and taught them. And Jesus, he walked around the Lake of Galilee, and the disciples with him, teaching them by walking in nature. It's the best method. You have sun, you have air, fresh air, and you have the textbook in front of you, nature. The first class, the first pupils, the first school, the garden,